a wealth of information for managing your money. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The American Health Care Act is likely to undergo many changes before it reaches its final form. As a matter of fact, House Speaker Paul Ryan just wrapped up a briefing in which he had his sleeves rolled up. He was in front of a bank of monitors pointing to what amounted to a PowerPoint presentation selling what he believes are the strengths of the bill compared to the Affordable Care Act. Let's welcome in Mark Gerda, who is the president of the Castle Group Health and editor of healthinsure.com based in Northbrook. Mark, welcome to the Noon Business Hour. At first blush, what do you like, what do you don't like about the American Health Care Act from an insurer's point of view?
Hi, Rob. Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me on. I want to tell you, my interests, I represent the voices of small businesses and individuals who are purchasing insurance. So that's my perspective. I think there's a lot to like for most, at least, of my customers. Some of the things in there are an expansion of the income you can earn to get help. All the major things that I think we all universally agree on that was wonderful out of Obamacare: no pre-acts, unlimited benefits, age 26 for kids. Those all remain.
What about Illinois itself with the fiscal crisis that's going on here? How will that affect what the act looks like here?
So for those, and I assume you're speaking to those on Medicaid, I mean,
yes.
This bill is not specifically going to benefit the Illinois consumers. And I can understand why some hospitals perhaps add some objections. I think in any bill, you're going to find a certain percentage of people. You can always highlight, hey, these people need to be taken care of. But I want to point out that as the Republicans have said, and I'm not political, this is version one of what's probably a trilogy. I think that version two and three will have much more for the states, much more clarity. And between now and 2020, the GOP bill appears to fund states at a greater level than the current Obamacare rules.
Will there be fewer than 20 million people on what was called Obamacare, as there was since it became a law?
Well, that's a great question, and I think it's hard to identify exactly how many people are going to be affected at this point. I'd like to see how it's scored, but again, my specific interests, where I feel that I'm most able to comment, would be for those that are purchasing insurance. And I want to tell you that while there are real benefits of Obamacare for those low income, and there have been significant benefits, there have been significant costs, and it's been very detrimental to middle class working Americans. I see families in Chicago who have gotten significant increases in their income, and they find out that effectively 80% of their gained wages are recaptured by a reduction in the Obamacare benefits. That 80% effective tax rate is really a detriment to going out and, you know, raising your standard of living.
I mean, it seems there are three things running into each other right here with any bill that would address the problems in the Affordable Care Act. For example, it's hard to see how you can keep the protections for those with pre-existing conditions without trying to expand the number of healthy people going into the insurance pool. It's also hard to see how you can keep premiums low while at the same time people who didn't have health insurance who now do are going to the doctor and taking care of problems that may have been building up for a long time.
Well, Rob, that's a great point, but I also want to point out that, and if you're talking about the dropping of the mandate and the no pre-X, the penalties within this bill are far more significant to those that are not participating. You know, part of Obamacare made assumptions that young and healthy people would participate. I can tell you firsthand, I see people making a conscious decision not to participate. Let me give you a specific example. Someone, let's take a well-to-do family. They make around $140,000 a year. family of four with two adult kids, right now, if they're not insured, they would pay a roughly $3,000 fine. Under the new GOP bill, that person tried to go in, and I'm talking about in Cook County, that family went in, and if they were uninsured for longer than 63 days, that fine to them would be over $9,000 over the GOP bill with that 30% tax. I think this bill is going to incent young people and those who are thinking, hey, I don't need insurance until I need it, to come into the system. So,
I think we lost Mark. Thanks for being
here. I'm here. It beeped out.
That's okay. It was nice to meet you today. We hope you come on again. Mark Gerda is president of the Castle Group Health and editor of healthinsured.com in Northbrook. Up next, a check of the markets from Bloomberg.